What's up, everybody? Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Big Heart Club. I think it's important that you're here with me and I'm here with you. That's how we communicate and that's how we connect. I wanted to take time and share a show that I've been watching, actually. And I think it's very interesting. And for the people that are in a relationship and they would like to get married, or they're looking, you know, to move to a next step in their relationship, there's a show actually on Netflix called Ultimatum. In the ultimatum, it's basically one of the partners says, I want to get married, and you have to decide whether you want to be with me or not. And then after this experience, either I leave you or we get married. So in this particular season, I think it's season 2 of Ultimatum, or season 3, because I know they did a different one. There's 5 couples, and in those couples, one of them is a female. She really caught my attention because she was one of the people that did not want to get married. And her boyfriend brought her in there because he wanted to get married with her. So the situation is, she is an entrepreneur. She owns her businesses. She is very big on women being independent, strong, not depending on a partner, and being, you know, the typical independent woman, strong independent woman, okay? Who, you know, sometimes minimizes men and treats them in an inappropriate way. And then there is her partner, who her partner is very submissive. He doesn't really know what he wants career-wise. He works, but he doesn't make as much money as she does. He is trying to become an entrepreneur and do more things with his life. Okay, so what happens is, and during the show, is they take the 5 couples and they swap them. They have them go on speed dates and pick a person that they feel like they are familiar with or they feel comfortable with. And it's weird because they basically are like dating each other, but it's not really dating because they're not being like touching or kissing or anything like that. It's just you're living together with a different person. So it's kind of to teach you, like, is the grass greener on the other side? So this lady, she ends up dating another person just like her. He's an entrepreneur. He has all his stuff together. He wants to be like very big. He's very bossy. She's bossy. Like, they're both career driven and they both work from home and they're constantly like on top of things. And in the beginning, you can tell that they really kind of liked each other. They really clicked and they really, you know, were trying to get to know each other in a positive way. And she thought that this would be like the best relationship that she's ever had because she wanted somebody who's like-minded, like her, very career-driven. And it's not all about being submissive. All right. At the end of the show, well, let me not skip to the end of the show, but basically she ends up dating that guy that is an entrepreneur like her, and she hates him. Like, she ends up like, he's so annoying. How could you be with him? The way that he talks about people. And then he starts talking crap too. In the beginning, I thought they kind of really liked each other. But then they were like, she's annoying, he's annoying. All he thinks about is work. They mention work all the time. It's disgusting how much they like to work. Like, so they're at each other's throats. And not only that, but he says some like really bad remarks about the husband, her boyfriend. It's just a bad situation altogether. In the end, the boyfriend ends up taking her to do the ultimatum, and they go somewhere special, And they say, you know, they both wrote notes to each other. All the, you know, fairy tale stuff that you think is real, but it's really not. It's just television. And then he ends up asking her to marry him. And she is crying hysterically. She's like, I'm so scared. And I'm trusting you on this journey. And she says yes. The reason why she said yes is because she got exactly what she wanted. And she realized, like, that doesn't matter. That's not what I want. So let's have a conversation about this show that I watched. And how does it relate to now? A lot of women feel as if I become... Okay, so let's talk about some parts that I feel like were good in the show. The gentleman who is the entrepreneur that was dating the female entrepreneur, he tells her, I don't see marriage as a bad thing. I see marriage as a great thing. She feels like if she's single and she doesn't have anybody, then she's still herself. She's independent. You know, she's making her own money. She doesn't have to depend on anybody. And he's telling her, you really have to think about how you should portray marriage or relationship. A relationship is not about a single person, you know, persevering. It's really about a power couple. A lot of times an independent woman wants to be the end all be all, strong, and I want to do all, you know, all these things, an entrepreneur. And that's great. But there comes a time when you come home from work and you just want to be very submissive and you want to be loved and you want to be cared for and you want to be with your partner. You know, you don't want to think about work. You don't want to think about the people that you hate at your job or why you hate them or what they did to you. You just want to be home at peace with someone that you love and care about. Yes, that part. And trying to be like Miss Independent and Miss I Rule the World and Miss I Have 20 Jobs and Miss, you know, first of all, the biggest way to ruin a relationship is really talking down to your man or talking down to your partner like they're less than you. That's not okay. And I don't care on what rule book you are in, speaking down to your man is like taking away his life day by day. You have to speak life into your partner, speak positivity into your partner. You look beautiful, you look nice. How was your day? You're so handsome. I love your smile. I love how you look. Because just because I'm with you all the time, that does not mean that I don't have the right to be told I'm loved or be respected. So please. One thing that she also said is like, you play sports, there's different leagues, and I'm out of your league. Like, that's your boyfriend, and he's in the same house as you, and he's right next to you. How is he out of your league if you're basically living with him, or you're in the same league? It's just mentally, you feel like because you make more money, you're above. And that's not true, because at the end of the day, all you're doing, and this is what I say all the time, is you're exchanging value for money. And you're saying that you're more valuable than him, which in reality, you're not. Also, a woman, when she comes home, she wants to take care of the bills and all those things, but she rather somebody else take care of the bills. Because first of all, you can't be Wonder Woman at your job, come home and be Wonder Woman, take care of your kids and be Wonder Woman. Like, it's ridiculous and it's unrealistic. So you have to pass the baton. And I tell this to a lot of people, don't be afraid to pass the baton to your partner. And what I mean baton is like when you're running track, there's not one person that runs that full track and field. They pass the baton to the next person, because they can't take on the whole field. If they were to take on the whole field, they would not make it. You will burn out. And there's a reason why you would burn out. And it's because you need to pass the baton and let the other person take a run. At the end of the day, it's nice to be Miss Independent. I make a ton of money, but that does not take away the fact that you are a part of a man that is the most valuable part. And you should not speak down to your man. If your man is going out and hunting, you know, not hunting, because we're not in freaking the 20th century. Well, you know what I mean. But we're in 2023, and right now, men, they like to feel like a man, and they have the right to feel like a man. And if you take that only thing away from them, you're taking away their manhood. You might as well tell them, like, that they're horrible in everything. One of the things I did like about the show is that he did tell her, when you are single, you're really looking at it like by yourself. You're in survival mode. You're taking care of everything by yourself. But when you're in a relationship, you're a power couple. So if you have a bad day, that person that you're with might have a strong day. Or if you have a strong day, they might have an off day. And that's how it works. It's not you're both always, you know, in perfect tip-top shape. It's usually one person is stronger than the other that day. Because in reality, a relationship is one day at a time. Today, we took care of this. Tomorrow, we can take care of that. The next day, we can take care of that. The next, and it kind of goes from there. I've been in a relationship for, I think we have like, I don't know, but it feels like yesterday. It feels like we just started dating yesterday. I still get butterflies. I'm still in, like, I just feel so happy all the time. You know, we have our days, of course, but it's like, okay, I passed the baton. The other day, I was really like not feeling it. And I was having like a situation. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I told my man, babe, I am like at 50% or less drained. Like I'm at a 50% or 40% drained. And my man, my boyfriend was like, okay, I get it. And he cooked. He made a meal for us, like he made dinner, and I was like so grateful. I thank God, you know, every day for that. But it's about when he's fine, then I take over. When I'm great, he takes over. Like, it's just a great balance. And I think that it's important to find that out for yourself. Stop putting so much pressure. Once you get into a relationship, if you fully are in love, like you fully trust this person, you fully enjoy being together with this person, then take time to pass the baton. Like, babe, you call and pay the bills. You call and fill up the gas tank. Like, give me a break. Or when you see that they're not having a good day, babe, let me take, you know, let me cook breakfast today. You know, you're fine. You don't have to do that. Or let me take care of the baby today. Or let me take, you know, let me take you out to dinner. Or whatever that looks like. Being single is being on survival mode at all times. If you, you know, you have a situation at work, is on you. If you have a bad day, is on you. All those things is on you. And even when you have a boyfriend, it's on you. But when you have a relationship that you're both partners and you've been together for a while and the conversation is different, then it's not all on you. It's on us. And what we do is on us. And if we're married, then it's our credit. It's our home. It's our finances. It's our everything. And you have to remind your partner, hey, you don't have to do it by yourself anymore. You don't. I'm here for you. I can take care of you. You know, I feel like that's probably the best feeling about being in a relationship. So it's okay to be single and have to take care of everything on your own. But it's also great to be in a relationship and pass the baton and share that experience with your partner. It's fine. Don't be afraid to pass the baton. You know, I'm having a bad day today. And the worst relationships are competitive relationships. Like, you're competing with them. Like, they're who does this better or who does that better, or why do they get this, or why? Like, that's jealousy in a relationship. That's speaking bad to each other in a relationship. That's like not, I don't know. And usually when you're in relationships like that, it's because they're not the one. Because when it's the one that you're supposed to be with, everything just fits. You don't have to fight anybody. You don't have to argue with anybody. You don't have to create drama with anybody. You don't have to have problems with anybody. You don't have to, like, it's just so chill and perfect. I mean, you have hiccups here and there, but they get resolved quickly because there's a conversation that happens and it makes it feel 10 times better. You know? So what I would tell you is, based on that show, if you have time, definitely watch it. Because it's great to see that the grass isn't always green on the other side. And if you've been single for a long time, there's a reason for it. So I would say this. It's nice to be single. But also, it's great to be in a relationship. Pass the freaking baton. Pass the baton. Like, I remember I was working crazy hours. I was basically working, it felt like, from 6 to 6. And I would get home at 6 and my boyfriend would be home. And I was just like, look, I had a full day of numbers and all these things in my mind and dealing with all these things. The bills are due. Here's the stack of bills. You pay them. You call all of them and you pay all of them. And you let me know how it goes. I'm going to my room and I'm going to relax and you take it. Or, babe, the mortgage is due or the rent is due. Can you take care of that for us for this month? And I'll take care of it the next month. Whatever you have to do, don't be afraid to do that. And you know that men, they really like for you to depend on them. They really like for you to be a little submissive in a nice way. They don't want to feel less than you. They don't want to feel like you have all the power. They want to feel that you care about them and that, yes, there's certain things that you do well. But you're not going to spend the whole day throwing it in their face. Oh, you don't do this and you don't do that and I don't do this and I don't do that. Like, no, speak life to your partner. Tell your partner, listen, I really appreciate you, everything that you do for me. I just want to let you know. Pass the baton. Pass the baton. I remember I had to tell one of my friends that, like, she's like complaining, oh my god, I have to pay the mortgage and I have to pay all the bills and he doesn't pay anything and he doesn't take care of anything. I'm the one that has to take care of all the finances. I put all the paperwork together. Okay, but think about it. Are you better with finances? Are you better with calculating things? Because if you are, then that's why you have that job. If he's better with it, then give it to him. Pass the baton. He probably doesn't know how much all the bills come up to or how much the full mortgage is. So if you give him everything, then guess what? He has to worry about that and not you. And that's what you call pass the baton. Give him, if he wants to know how much this is or that is or what we have to pay, like, be realistic. don't hide things from your partner. Like, I've been wanting a chimney for a while now. Like, on Wayfair, I saw this really nice chimney. And I've been wanting it. It cost, at first, it started at like $800. And now, it's on sale. So, it's like at $400 right now. And I'm thinking about this chimney all the time. I'm looking at it. I'm getting those damn notifications from those companies that send you the best email marketing and stuff. And I'm thinking, like, should I get it or should I not? No, I'm gonna pass the baton. I'm gonna be like, tell my man, hey, babe, look at this chimney. Doesn't it look nice here? What do you think if we could get it? What if we go half and half, or what if you could buy it, or whatever that looks like? Normally, me as a single independent woman, I'll be like, I want my chimney and I'm gonna get it now. Now, I think about it and I'm like, hey, it went from $800 to $400. If you put two and I put two, we could get the chimney. It's our home. And that's a different way of thinking. And you have to reprogram yourself to be okay with that. Because, again, having power, the real power, is giving it to somebody and being able to share it with that person. I don't know if that makes sense at all. I am just being as sincere as possible, and that's kind of what's happening, you know, and that's how I think. So, if that makes sense, let me know. Also, I definitely am thinking about doing my ebook. So, I will be doing my ebook, and I will let you guys know when it's available for you guys to purchase. It probably won't be really expensive, but it'll be available for you guys to get. I want to give a shout out to two shout outs actually. Two companies reached out to me. They wanted to me to give them a shout out. So let's go ahead. The first one is Spineberry. Spineberry is an e-commerce platform where you can purchase anything that has to do with back pain, pregnancy pillows, anything that has to do with back pains. They have massagers, they have neck massagers, they have a ton of things for anyone who's having any back pains, neck pains, leg pains, feet pain. They are the best. So I just wanted to give them a shout out. The name is Spineberry, Spineberry.com. So make sure you head over there and take a look at that. Also, I actually started my own e-commerce business. It is a hair company called De Gala Beauty Supply, and we have anything like wigs, makeup, hair extensions, anything like that for you guys if you're looking to purchase it. Those are two huge companies that are coming out right now, and hopefully I will have the opportunity to talk to you guys again. Thank you guys for sticking around all the way to the end. And be on the lookout for my ebook. I'm so excited. I'm going to start writing it now. Actually, I have a lot of things written down that I could just put in the ebook already, because I write everything. Every time I have a conversation with you guys, I write it down first. My number one, for some reason, my number one podcast is How to Get a Man to Fall in Love with You. That is the number one podcast that I did. I think it was like at the beginning when I first started doing pods. But that's my number one pod, and everybody seems to love it. It's helped a lot of people in their relationship, and I hope it helps you. So go back and listen to it if you haven't. And I have some surprises. I will be having special guests on my pods, and we'll be able to call in and have conversations. But thank you guys for listening in. Thank you for joining me always. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great one. Talk to you soon.